Ian Campbell, age 58, occupation: I am employed as the director of operations for Crown Verity, located in Brantford. I am also the vice chair of operations for the CITT. The CITT is Canada's most valued source of supply chain logistics certification courses in Canada. How long have you lived in Cambridge? I am a lifelong resident of Ward 6. I was born in Cambridge in 1964 and attended Stewart Avenue PS and Glenview Park Secondary School, located within Ward 6. My children are currently attending those same schools. Why are you running in this election? Cambridge is a wonderful city to raise a family. The city will be experiencing tremendous growth in the coming years with the housing development in the southeast section of the city, Dundas Street and Regional Road 97. This much-needed housing development will greatly increase vehicle traffic within the city and demand for local social services such as family doctors, emergency care at the hospital, local athletic fields. I want to represent the citizens of Ward 6 and their concerns and present cost-effective viable solutions to these issues. What qualifies you to represent your ward? As a citizen who has lived in Cambridge and specifically Ward 6 for 58 years, I have working knowledge of the concerns of the citizens in this ward. Some of these concerns in recent months have been the proposed high-rise development with access of Water Street South between Birch Street and Churchill Park. Citizen concerns are centered around the many requested deviations to the building bylaws by the developer as it relates to number of floors, number of parking spaces and size of parking spaces. The proposal to place small pods for people in Churchill Park. Proposed by-law rezoning of Clover Avenue in Cambridge from single-family dwelling. The length delays of the Ion train service to Cambridge. My local knowledge and business and board member experience will enable me to listen the concerns of the citizens of Ward 6, communicate these concerns to council and facilitate timely solutions to these concerns. Why should people vote for you? After talking to citizens in Ward 6, they need a city councillor that will address the following: mental health and well-being for all citizens, including the homeless, attracting new business and manufacturing to the city, creating and maintaining public parks, trails, playgrounds, and green spaces, transparency and accountability of their elected officials. As a resident living in Ward 6, I would work tirelessly to address these issues in a transparent and cost-effective manner. What do you see as the main issues facing residents of the ward? I would summarize the concerns of Ward 6 into four segments. Homeless crisis within the city. All levels of government, city, regional, provincial, and federal, need to develop a solution to this crisis that is located within every city. I believe the solution needs to include support services, medical, counseling, resume writing, job search, in one central area to enable these vulnerable citizens easy access to assist them with their social needs. Transportation infrastructure. New major access roads need to be developed as four-lane roads like Connemara Parkway from Franklin Boulevard to Townline Road. The McQueen-Shaver Boulevard has been built with sections on two lanes. As the area gets developed around this road, traffic will be disrupted as additional lanes are added. Citizens are struggling with inflation after the COVID-19 shutdown, and they need the city to be financially responsible with tax dollars received. Timely infrastructure repairs. Many road repairs, sewer improvements are initiated, but progress appears to stall. An example in Ward 6 would be the Grand Avenue South project between Waterwork Park and Cedar Street. What do you see as the main issues facing residents of Cambridge on a broader scale? I believe that the issues facing the citizens in Ward 6 are the same issues for all residents of Cambridge. These would be homeless crisis within the city, transportation infrastructure, property tax increases, timely infrastructure repairs. What is the most important thing you want to see changed in Cambridge? After talking with citizens throughout Cambridge, there is consensus that Cambridge needs to attract more industry into the city. With the new housing being created in the southeast section of the city between Dundas Street and Regional Road 97, these new residents will require local jobs. I agree with the citizens of Cambridge that we should not continue to be a bedroom community for individuals working with the Greater Toronto Area. GTA. The new housing development will create an available local workforce that new industry can access during their job fairs. What services need to be improved in Cambridge? The transportation plan for Cambridge will be placed under stress with the addition in the coming months, years, with the large housing development in the southeast corner of the city. The ION train service implementation, as reported on August 21, is now scheduled to begin in 2028 with completion expected to be 2032. This delay in implementation will impact traffic flow within the city of Cambridge. Other support services such as police, fire, ambulatory services must also be increased in conjunction with the growth the city of Cambridge is going to experience in next 5 years. Is Cambridge growing too fast, just the right amount, or not fast enough? I believe that Cambridge is growing at the just right amount. Critical to its success in the coming years will be ensuring that the services are increased to match the significant growth in citizens. I am referring to ensuring that all citizens have timely access to medical care through either a family doctor or at Cambridge Memorial Hospital, access to sporting facilities for children and youth, efficient municipal services, maintenance of parks, playgrounds, and trails. What can be done at the local level about the rising cost of housing? Local or municipal governments exercise control over local land use planning. I believe that the City of Cambridge and the Region of Waterloo need to approve and develop local land use plans that incorporates more social rental and affordable housing projects. What can be done locally about the homelessness issue? I believe the solution is twofold. The city needs to identify an area where the homeless have access to shelter. This area needs to include support services, medical, dental, counseling, resume writing, job search, in one central area to enable these vulnerable citizens easy access to assist them with their social needs. How do we make Cambridge an even better city to live in? If elected to represent the citizens of Ward 6, I would ensure that the city manages our tax dollars in an efficient manner. I would work with City Council to attract more industry to the City of Cambridge. I would use my numerous years of operational management to develop effective policies to assist in growth management of the city. To learn more about Ian, head to Twitter @CambellianOne.